Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Mesechtes, Bava Metzia, Perik Hei, Mishnah Ches. Malva Adam Esarisav, it's mutter for a owner of a field to lend money to his aris. What's an aris? Who's an aris? Suppose I have a field, but I don't have time to work on my field, or maybe I don't know how to work on my field. So I go to my friend, guess who? Yes, Matel. I say, Matel, you work on the field. You be my aris. You'll be what's called a sharecropper. You'll get a share of the tefuah. Our Mishnah is telling us, Malva Adam Esaris, if a person can loan his aris, chitin bechitin, wheat for wheat, lezera, for the purpose of seeding, avalei lechel, but not for the purpose of eating. All right, we'll have to explain a few things over here. Suppose my other next-door neighbor, besides Matel, my other next-door neighbor, Yankel, knocks on my door and says, can I borrow a saw? Saw is a measurement of chitim of wheat. Doesn't have to be a saw, doesn't have to be wheat. We're using it as a mushel. I say to him, I'll give you a saw of wheat, but, you want to know about getting paid back. Yankel tells me, don't worry. Give me 2 weeks, give me 3 weeks, give me 2 months, I'll bring you back a saw of wheat. You gave me a saw of wheat, I'll bring you back the measurement of a saw of wheat. There's a problem here. He's going to bring me back a saw of wheat, but he's not necessarily bringing me back the same value, because it's possible that the value of chitim is going to go up. So when I give him a saw of wheat, could be I'm lending him $30 worth of chitim. When he returns the same saw of wheat, but it could be then it's worth 40. Now, this would not be in a sederaisa, because we didn't make up to start with that he's going to give me back more, and we didn't know that the price is going to go up. No one knows beforehand whether the price is going to go up or down. He's only returning a saw. He's not returning 2 saw. But there's a possibility that he's going to be giving me back in value, in money value, more than I gave him. And therefore, it would constitute avak ribis. Avak ribis is not real ribis, but it's literally the dust of ribis. Meaning to say, it's too similar to ribis. Chazal don't want it. Now, there are many different heterim. There are many different ways you can loan someone a pound of apples and get back a pound of apples. We'll see if we'll have time. We'll get into it. But basically, unless you meet those qualifications, you can't give someone a sav chitim and take back a sav chitim. Now, let's go to our friend Matel, who's the aris on my field. I made a deal with Matel. He works on my field. He gets 50%. Okay, it's not a bad deal. He works on my field. He deserves to get paid. I get half because it's my field. He gets half because he's working. Then Matel comes to me and says, can I have money for the seeds? I say to Matel, that's totally in the minig. And in this town, the minig is that the aris, the sharecropper, which is you pay for the seeds. So Matel says, I don't have money for the seeds. Okay, so let's now go back to the words of the Mishnah, now that we know what the circumstances are. Matel just asked me for money for the seeds, and he's the artist. Zakta Mishnah, I can lend it to him, Malva Adam, a person, that person would be me, the owner of the field, I can lend. A person can lend as a res of his aris. Chitin bechitin. Wheat for wheat. I can say to Matel, here's a saw of wheat, and you pay me back a saw of wheat from the chelik in the tefuah. Lezera, if you're going to use this wheat for planting. Avaloy lechel. But if Matel Stam says, you know, I need wheat to eat, not for the field, Stam, I need wheat to eat. Can you lend me a saw of chitim and I'll pay you back a saw of chitim? So that's like any halva, which we said before, you don't do it. You can't give a saw and take back a saw because I'm scared that the price may go up, so you're taking back more than you gave. Now, why is it mutter for me to lend it to him if he's using it for seeds? So the Gemara explains as follows. We're talking about a place where the minig is that the aris, the man who's working on the field, he has to supply the seeds. And he didn't supply the seeds. So really, the Baal Hasada, the owner of the field, can say, then no deal, then goodbye, I'll get someone else. That's part of being an aris, you pay for the seeds. But the Baal Hasada is not saying that to him. You don't send someone away so quickly, and you want to work with someone. So Matel comes and says, listen, I know I'm supposed to supply the seeds. Can you lend me a saw of chitim? So we view this as follows. Being that the Baal Hasada could send him away, but he doesn't want to, so it's as if he's rehiring him. No, if we rehire him, we can make a new understanding. When I sit down with an aris, if I'm an owner of a field, so we can make up 50-50, we can make up 60-40, I get 60, you get 40, I get 75%, you get 25%, whatever we make up, whatever we negotiate. So Chazal view this in a very interesting way. You're asking me for the seeds? Uh-huh. Okay, so it's as if we made up, you get 50% plus a little bit more, and I get 50% minus a little bit, because normally you're supposed to pay for the seeds, and now we're not sure exactly how this is going to work out, because so far it's the balabas that's laying out the seed money. So it's not like he's lending him the money, but that's part of the deal, that the balabas pays for the seeds. But if he's taking it to eat, so it's like any other loan, where we say it's asa midrabanan to loan someone a sav chitim and to take back a sav chitim because maybe the price goes up. The Mishnah continues, the reason we're stressing this heter is because Rabban Gamliel didn't rely on it. Shohi Rabban Gamliel, his minig was that malve sarisav, he would loan to his workers chitin bechitin, I'll give you a sav wheat, you give me back a sav wheat. And even though it was lezera, they were taking it to plant. But despite that, biyoker, if the price of chitin was more expensive at the time of the loan, vehuzlu, but afterwards when he comes to pay it back, the price went down. Or, if the wheat during the time of the loan, bizul was cheap, vehukru, and afterwards when the oris comes to pay it back, the price went up, Rabban Gamliel worked things out that noitel mehen, he only took back from the oris, kishar hazul, according to the cheaper price. For example, let's say he loaned him a sa of chitim, and during the time of the loan, a sa was worth 2 slime. When he came to pay back the loan, the price went down, and now it's worth only 1 seller. So he would say, no, only give me back 1 saw, which is worth 1 seller. Yeah, but I took 2. No. I gave you the value of 1, I'm taking back the value of 1. Same if it was cheap, and then the price went up. Let's say this, a saw of chitim, at the time the loan was 1 seller. And when the artist wants to come and pay it back, it now costs 2 sloim. You know how much Rabban Gamliel took? He took a half a saw, which is worth only 1 seller. Because I gave you about a seller, I'm taking back a seller. Rabban Gamliel was machmir to figure this out, to make sure I'm not taking back any more than I gave you. I don't just say I'm giving you a pound, I'm taking back a pound, I gave you 2 pounds, I'm taking back 2 pounds. No, we have to figure out how much it was worth and how much it's worth now. Did Rabban Gamliel hold that this is the halacha? No, says the Mishnah. It's not that Rabban Gamliel held this is taka da halacha. Rather, he did it. He wanted to be machmer on himself. He also held that if the aris is taking the wheat to plant, you can give him a saw and take back a saw. But lemaisa, he wanted to be machmer on himself. Okay, quickly chazing over what we learned in our Mishnah. We learned a halacha, which actually we're going to be seeing in Mishnah Tes, Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, that midrabana. You don't give someone a sav chitin. You don't lend someone a sav chitin and take back a sav chitin because what if the price went up? So he's really giving me back much more than I gave him. Now, Lamaisa, what do? What if my next door neighbor knocks on my door and says, you have a 5 pound bag of flour? Here, I'll bring it back to you. I'll buy another 5 pound bag of flour next week when I go to the market and I'll bring it back to you. Do I say to him, oh, I can't give it to you? It's sav, it's sav. Maybe the price is going to go up. No, you have to know the halacha. You have to do it right. You could figure out what the price is for 5 pounds of wheat and say, okay, so you'll give it back to me according to the price. If 5 pounds of wheat or 5 pounds of flour, whatever it is, as I'm giving you whatever it is, $5 worth, you'll give me back $5 worth, whatever the price is. It may be more wheat, it may be less wheat. Now, you have to give me back money, give me back wheat, but as long as it's based on the price. We're going to see later in Mishnah Tess that it's dafka if the loiva doesn't have in his reshus any wheat. That's when you can't lend him sub a sub. But if he has some wheat in his reshus, but for whatever reason doesn't want to use it or he can't get to it now, then it's okay to give him a sub and take back a sub. Because we consider it as if the chitim that's in his reshus are given over to the malva right there and then during the time of halva. So even if the price goes up, it went up when it was in the reshus of the malva. Again, obviously these halachas are very complicated, but it's important to understand that there are shilas. And the 99% of the time when there's a shaila, there's a halachic way that it's permissible to do. You just have to learn. You have to know how to do it. Does this mean that if your neighbor wants a bottle of ketchup, you can't just take back a bottle of ketchup a week later? So maybe we'll discuss that a little bit more, Lemaisa, what the Paiskim say after we learn the next Mishnah.